They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. That's me. Hello, hello, wherever you are, however you're listening, whatever time it is, I hope you're ready to learn some more as we go into Maurice Pinet's book, The Plot Against the Church. Yes, it's a Catholic document, and they do not understand that we are the true Israelites of the Bible, that the Adamic race is the primary race, and the other races are the sub-races. They do not understand these things, and yet they're able, in this book, they're able to point out many of the things that we have pointed out in other messages. So these are confirmations of things that we've talked about, but yet you find things in different books that you don't have in others. So far it's been quite interesting. I must say, very strange, this world we're living in. It's so amazing to me that we're in the middle of this war, and most of the people don't even know we're in it. And I don't think I would have either if it wasn't for the Father himself, who literally plucked me out of the fire. And believe me, I'm forever thankful for that. And may he pluck as many of you out of the fire as well, and return you to him so that you can have a relationship with him, so that he wouldn't have to say, I never knew you. We're on page 102. And now remember, they don't understand that we are the true Israel. It's funny how the Catholic, Roman Catholic, as my friend points out, they have hidden all kinds of information from the world, and yet they themselves don't even know the most important things. It's very interesting, isn't it? You try to keep others in the dark, and what happens? You're in the dark, and you don't understand the things that are in earth, never mind the heavenly things, as Yeshua had said to Nicodemus. Very interesting. So it starts out, as far as the murderous instincts of the Jews are concerned, which they have displayed over the centuries, They see themselves encouraged by what they hold to be the divine inspiration of the Talmud and of the Kabbalah, but which, according to the Holy Church, is nothing more than a devilish interpretation. Yes, the Church, they don't know that the Talmud is the opposite of Christianity. The world has been hoodwinked into believing, which is a Freemasonic word, by the way. They've been hoodwinked into believing that Christianity spawned out of the Talmud, which is absolutely the opposite of the truth. And no, I don't mean the Talmud spawned out of Christianity. What I mean is, these Jews are liars. They seem to do nothing but lie. It's in their blood, so to speak. So we see again the Kabbalah is very important here. And as we've been looking, you and I together, been looking in Saxon's Creed into the Watchtower and the Masons, we find that they are also both stemmed from the Kabbalah. Is there any wonder that the Jews loved and support and run the Jehovah Witnesses organization behind the scenes? Never mind Freemasonry. So, isn't it interesting? It says here, kill the best among the Gentiles, and you know that that word is bogus. The way I would interpret that is two different ways, perhaps. Kill the best among the non-Jews, or kill the best among the nations. If God commanded them such, whereby is it a question of a cruel and bloodthirsty people as the sufferings and death of Christ, the tortures and bloodbaths of communist Russia, etc., prove? How can it still surprise us that wherever the Jew can, all those are murdered who oppose in any form his godless intrigues? This devilish hatred and sadism, which the Jews have always shown towards other peoples, has its origin likewise in the false interpretation of the divine revelation and in the Kabbalah and in the Talmud. Isn't it funny? Let me point this out, of course. I love to comment on these things because that's what I do. The Jews have written hate laws and have accused the white people of the world of being haters. And what they really are is what it says right here. They're the biggest haters on the planet. They hate everybody. They even hate the universe, the Father in heaven. They hate the land, the water, the star, everything there is. They don't hate money. No. Because money is a control mechanism. So anytime you would have control, they love that. They don't hate the law because when you can write the laws, you can control people through the laws. So any control mechanism like democracy or the central bank or money in general or taxation, etc., they love these things. So listen to this again. You realize that in communist Russia that there were bloodbaths where the blood had could come up to your knees and there were brains floating in them and body parts, etc. Who else would do this but the Jews? Well, I suppose our military would, as a proxy of the Jews. And what's interesting about that is the Jew laughs about that because not only are we killing our own brethren or killing, you know, innocent people in another country that aren't our real brethren, but have done nothing to us. But when judgment day comes, what do you think about these soldiers? What will happen to these soldiers? Who's going to get the judgment heavy duty on their heads? The Jews are already going away at the end. There's no need for devils and Jews and sun gods or any of these things. They're going away. The Father himself shall light the kingdom. Think about that. So the book continues, may the next example serve as an illustration. What does Har Sinai, i.e. Mount Sinai, mean? It means the mountain from which the Sina, i.e. hatred towards all people of the world, has radiated. Isn't that interesting? Sounds like something Jordan Maxwell would teach, right? Moses has horns and all these things, remember? One must recall that upon Mount Sinai, God revealed to Moses the Ten Commandments. But the modern Jews are of the opinion, equally false and disgusting, that there the religion of hate was revealed, which they have preserved up to our days, that satanic hatred towards all other peoples, which found its most extreme manifestation in the torture and bloodbaths that have been perpetrated by international communism. See, the Jews, as there's an example again, the Jews hate all peoples. The only reason they are coddling up and pretending that they care about the rights of women or the rights of the minority or the rights of the Negro or the rights of anything, the homosexual or any of these other things, is because they can group up all these people against the white man. Even some of them are white. So when they have no use for them later, they'll kill them all. They hate them just as much as they hate the white race. You can be assured of that. It continues. The Kabbalah, which is reserved for the high initiates of Jewry and not for the plebs, can you say Dennis Fetcho? The Kabbalah, which is reserved for the high initiates of Jewry and not the plebs, carried out the division between Jews and non-Jews, among whom Christians were included, to the most disgusting and extreme limits. While on the one side, the non-Jews are denigrated to the category of simple beasts, the Jews, on the other side, are elevated to the category of gods by placing them equal to the Godhead himself. To the Godhead? I don't like that term. To such a degree have Jews falsified the meaning of the Pentateuch and the older part of the Testament in general. See, this is why, you know, letting the scriptures in the hands of the Jews in the first place when David did this so long ago was a very big mistake, because when they began to read it, they, of course, got the false interpretation of it or found out how to take advantage of it and use it as a power structure against whom it was written to. It was a big mistake. One should never let these scriptures be in the Negro's hands or anyone's hands. It's dangerous, really dangerous. And it's interesting that when we talk about the other races being sub-races, and they are two-legged beasts of the field, the scriptures do say this. But I don't think that the white people are gods over these people in a sense. You know, we are the offspring of Yahweh, so if you want to say we're gods in that sense, you could. But it's not the kind of a thing. It's a kind of a thing where we have dominion over them. But that doesn't mean tyranny and bloody. We can just, you know, kill them at any second, you know, for no reason at all, or just because we hate them all. It's not a hatred thing. The Jews have taken something that is real and turned it around and used it in an evil way. The Father sent the Adamic race here to take dominion over the planet. That doesn't mean that we need to have bloody, you know, yes, he's told us to kill people before that were going to be a harm to us, that were practicing very demonic things. There are times when the Father will purge a non-Israelite people. But this is not, it's not meant to be that type of a thing. We're to be priests and kings in this world in the sense of to show the way, to be a light to the peoples of the world. The Father didn't send us here to brutally murder them and have, you know, blood up to the knees and brains and everything else. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But anyway, let's continue. The blasphemous passage, which is quoted in the following, is highly enlightening in this connection. God places himself for display upon earth in the likeness of... See, this is totally wrong. In the likeness of the Jew. No, God does not place himself for display on earth in the likeness of the Jew. Judas, Jehovah, or Jehovah are the same and unique being. The Hebrew king is the living God. So you see, they're very confused. They're very confused here. Judas is an Edomite Jew. He's not an Israelite. Jehovah, I told you, and we have shown that this is a name of a devil. It's a devil's name. It's not anything to do with Yahweh himself. And the Jews aren't Hebrews. The Hebrew king is the living God, and God became flesh, the heavenly man, the Adam Kadmon. Oh, okay, I understand what this is. This is a quote from Jewry, all right? So you understand that this is not a scriptural thing that's being said here, okay? This isn't the Catholics saying this. This is from a passage, a blasphemous passage, okay? I'm sorry, I have to get this clear now. God places himself for display upon earth in the likeness of the Jew. Judas, Jehovah, or Jehovah are the same and unique being. See, this is the Jews talking. See, they didn't name Yahweh. The Hebrew king is the living God, the God become flesh, the heavenly man, the Adam Kadmon. The other men are earthly and of an inferior race, and only exist to serve the Hebrew. They are little beasts. Let me comment on this. Adam Kadmon, number one, that's not Adam's name. But whatever the word Kadmon means, these Jews believe that Adam and Eve were hermaphrodites. Because this is how silly these people are and how they can misinterpret the scriptures. Remember where it says that the Father made them both male and female? This is unbelievable. Well, that's what Adam Kadmon is. He's a hermaphrodite. He's both male and female. Like the devil is now that he's been cast down. He wasn't both male and female. None of the angels were both male and female. This is another curse. So it continues here. It is therefore natural that this mode of thought has led the Jews to the conclusion that everything that exists upon earth belongs to them, including the beasts, among whom they include us, the rest of mankind, and also everything which belongs to these beasts. The falsifiers of the Holy Scriptures attempted, both in the Talmud as in the Kabbalah, to strengthen the Jewish striving for power, for their giving steps of the feature of a divine dispensation. The following passage proves it. Remember, this is not biblical. Well, let's see what it says. The All-Highest spoke to the Israelites. Funny how this book here uses the term Israelites, but the Jews never use that term for themselves. We are the Israelites. They call themselves Israelis. But however, you have recognized me as the sole ruler of the world, and therefore I will make you into the sole rulers of the world. Sounds like the devil talking to me. Wherever the Hebrews settle, they must become the lords until they possess absolute rulership. They must regard themselves as banished and captives, even if they are successful in ruling peoples. They may not, until they rule all, cease to cry, what torture, what indignity. This false divine revelation, which is found in the Talmud, is one of the theological principles of the politics of modern Jewry, which in fact believes it is following the will of God through the literal translation into deeds. Well, may I say this? They're following the literal will of the devil, who is their father and their God. And that has nothing to do with the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, whatsoever. As soon as the Christian and non-Christian peoples in magnanimous manner opened their frontiers to the immigrant Jews, they could never have imagined that in comparison with the migrations of other peoples, they granted shelter to eternal conspirators who are always ready to work in the shadows and restlessly until they rule the native people or naive people that kindly opened its gates to them, a magnanimous manner. Generous, kindly, you know what I mean? I misused that term in a show within the last 2 weeks, and somebody corrected me, and I straightened that out. I think I was looking for the word magnitude, and for some reason this word magnanimous came out. So it continues. The Talmud, quote-unquote, remarks, however, that the Jews will not be able to rest until their rule is unrestricted. The Hebrews, they're not Hebrews, the Jews, I will say, have grasped that democracy and capitalism, which have allowed them to rule the peoples, have not obtained for them that unrestricted rulership command to them by God of which the Talmud speaks. Therefore, the Jews, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, invented a totalitarian system which guaranteed to them to take from the Christians and non-Jews all of their wealth, all of their freedom, and in general, all of their human rights in order to place them on the level of the beasts. The dictatorship of communist socialism of Marx allowed the Jew to attain this tyranny, and therefore, since its introduction in Russia, they have worked ceaselessly to destroy the capitalist form of government, which admittedly they themselves have created, but which was incapable of allowing them to arrive at the desired goal. Now, I must comment on this. First of all, they do recognize that democracy, which in the book from Robert Edward Edmondson, it talked about how these rabbis wanted to change our government from a republic to a socialized democracy, which in the dictionary meant communist. You see the communists today in our country trying to run for president, communist Bernie and all the rest of them, right? Yeah, you do see that. See, but democracy is the stepping stone, but it is the new world order because it does lead to tyranny. And it does have the control mechanism of the central bank, which takes care of everything. As we speak, they're even making it so if you see, they know that in the scriptures it says if you cannot buy, sell, or hold a job at this time. So they're trying to invent that and create that when that's not really happening, but they're pretending it's happening. They are trying to bring Armageddon before its time and all kinds of things. It's very interesting that they're shutting us off. You see, first it starts off where you're not, if you don't believe exactly like they believe, well, it starts off right at the bottom, actually. They say you shouldn't be allowed to live. But then they get you kicked out of your job so you can't buy or sell. They are talking about MasterCards and Visas not being given to people that don't ascribe to this Jewish nonsense. And so many other things. So, like Eustace Mullins, he wasn't able to buy, sell, or hold a job after he wrote the book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. That was an example, is what I should say, of what they're about to do and they're trying to do. This is one reason they have a conundrum going on with cash. They want to eliminate cash because then there'll be total control. But they use cash too. So it's a two-edged sword. So, yes, they are telling people that this communism is going to bring equality and all kinds of things. But you heard what it just said right here. Listen. The Jews Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels invented a totalitarian system which guaranteed to them to take from the Christians and the non-Jews all their wealth, all their freedoms, and in general, all their human rights. Now, let me just stop right there. But aren't they the biggest protector of human rights at this point? Screaming about how the women have rights of equality and human rights for queers and human rights for lesbians and all kinds of crazy things. But they plan on taking away those rights. That's the funny thing about the devil, is he says, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And really, he wants to take all your freedoms and rights away. He's trying to enslave everybody on the planet. Isn't that interesting? Yes, it's hypocrisy in its highest form. But then again, his offspring, the Jews, have always been the kings of hypocrisy. The Messiah told them so, too. So the dictatorship of communist socialism, it continues, of Marx allowed the Jew to attain this tyranny, and therefore, since its introduction in Russia, they have worked ceaselessly to destroy the capitalist forms of government, which they admittedly created, but which was incapable of allowing them to arrive at the desired goal. As the Talmud reveals, it does not satisfy all the Jews to rule over some peoples. They must control them all. And as long as they are not successful, they must cry out, what torture, what an indignity. This also explains the circumstance why the Jewish communist hunger for power is insatiable and reveals how absurd it is to believe in an upright and peaceful coexistence or in the possibility that communism will abandon its demand to conquer all the peoples of the earth. Excuse me. You've noticed that the Jews are insatiable, right? They can never get enough. When they get one thing, then they need more, and they start screaming out for more and more and more. You notice how what he just said here, to confirm what he said, are the Jews trying to get democracy into China right this very moment and in Sudan, and they're trying to shove it down the last few countries' throats now. Because they want to control all the peoples. They can't just control some. They need to control everything. Is that not true? Do you know that George Soros came out and he said he agrees with Donald Trump on China? Well, do you know why? Because China is communist, right? And you would think, like, what this is saying, well, they're already progressed to the next level. No. They're not controlling China like they want to control China. So they want to bring China in line with democracy. They'll have the central bank in there and everything, and those people will be and are already pretty much enslaved. So it's like a Hegelian dialectic. You see, one thing that's gone on there is they've brought capitalism to China, who was communist. They turned China communist. It was done through the Jews in America. What happened after they turned them communist? Why, there was a bloodbath of millions and millions of people. The Jews are Asiatic, Turco-Mongolian. So they are an Asiatic people just as these Chinese are. And what they're doing is they're over there working these Chinese into a frenzy and telling them they need to be both capitalist and communist, which is creating a Hegelian dialectic which will bring them into line and into the control, total control of the Jewish people. You can see this plain as the day, plain as the nose on your face, or plain as the nose on the Jew's face. It's interesting that Iraq, which was coming forward, has now been pushed back. The Jews have even bombed Iraq in the last few weeks. They've bombed three countries in 1 week, and they're trying to start four wars or more. And they're not going to finish the war. They're just going to start it. And they're doing everything they can to start a war. In America, they're talking about Russia, 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 Russia. Russia has become somewhat independent. I'm sure there's some Jewish control still going over there, but something has taken place in Russia. And they're trying to build their peoples up again, where the Jews had slaughtered so many of their people, and they have found out about the Jews. Whatever Putin is, I don't know, but they're worried about the control of Russia, so they want to get in there and steal its wealth and take total control again of Russia. They want to take control of North Korea and the rest, Iran as well. They have some level of control in these countries, but not total control as this is talking about. And that's what's important to realize here. You think about that. You know, if you ask the question, why is it never enough for these Jews? Why are they asking for more and more and more and more and more? Well, taxation is control over people. The Democrats want to tax us to death. Now, don't get any ideas that I'm a conservative in the sense of I'm for the Republicans. No, they're all bought and sold. They should be taken to trial and they should be hung. However, these Jews have made it very clear in the Communist Party. You don't have to call it the Democratic Party. It's the Communist Party of America. They want the white people dead. And they want to tax us to death. Make no mistake, they want to kill too. They want a bloodbath here in America. They're seething. They're bursting at the seams to kill here and to shed our blood like they did in Russia and in so many places of the world. They're upset that it's taken so long. And they've been forced and pulled by the jaw, by the father, to make very many, many, many mistakes like 9/11. So they want to put slavery on all the peoples of the world. So it says, socialist, they want to have, the Jews believe that God commanded them to lay upon all peoples their absolute tyranny and that this absolute tyranny can only be successful for them through the unrestrained socialist dictatorship of communism, as this tyranny must extend to all peoples. They do not rest until they have laid communist slavery upon all peoples of the earth. Understand that when you see them trying to put a democracy on the China people, like I was talking about, democracy just is socialism. A socialized democracy, which we have, is just communism in another word. There was something that was said by Hitler about the Jews being able to make people believe they live in a heaven when they actually live in a hell. And that's what democracy is. It's very, you see, democracy uses the term freedom, which has the name Edom, because they're the Edomites of Edom. Freedom is a word that is associated with this form of government, which is the vilest form of government known as democracy. And so in the guise of this freedom, it actually is a tyranny. It actually is going to turn into a bloodbath. It's going to turn into total control by the Jews through the money mechanism. You see, if you don't agree with them, you'll be shut off. You won't be able to have a job. Because who runs the companies, really? And you won't be able to buy or sell because you wouldn't have money. You see, that's control, heavy control. And then you couldn't borrow money because they say they're going to institute the same thing that they have in China. You'll have a social mark on you that's got from Facebook and all these things and all the things we've posted. And if you're not in agreement with the Jew and it's bringing control upon you and the world, then you need to be shut down and killed. And they plan on trying to do that here as well. I'm not telling you this because of fear. Don't waste your time fearing it, because the Father is the one who's in control, and we'll just have to deal with it. So it continues. It is unavoidably necessary that the Christians and non-Jews should fully grasp this giant tragedy. The existence of an imperialistic and cruel totalitarianism, which is spurred on by a group of mystics, fanatics, and madmen, and which will perform all its crimes and all its perversions in the firm belief that they fulfill faithfully the commands of God, is an unhealthy reality. Remember, that's not the Father in heaven. They don't follow anything to do with the Father in heaven. You see evidence that the Jews do exactly the opposite of what Yahweh wants. They are not any peoples that are interested in the Heavenly Father's realm. They are very proud of their father, Lucifer, Halel, who was the first rebel to rebel against the establishment, which means the heavenly establishment, which means Yahweh's heavenly establishment, and his establishment upon earth, the Israelite kingdoms. Not Israeli, Israelite. We are the Israelites. That's who they're against. So, their wickedness extends to such a degree that they hold it to be morally permissible to allow denial of God and for communist materialism to triumph in the whole world, while they, the pious and faithful, are successful in destroying hated Christianity and the other false religions for the purpose of permitting the present religion of Israel to rule on the ruins of all others, who recognize the right of the Jews to control the world and recognize through divine right their character as the chosen race to rule over mankind in the coming times. On the other hand, The Talmud says that it gives the Jews the truthful version of the biblical promises about the Messiah. The Messiah will give the Hebrews rulership over the world, and to them all peoples will be subject. Let me stop right there. The Jews didn't like it when Christ came because they thought he was going to make the Jews the kings of the world. And they thought he was coming here to be a king. But he wasn't coming here this time to be a king. He was coming to reunite his people to himself. He was coming to set the captives free. He was coming to be sacrificed as the Lamb of Yahweh from the foundation of the world. He was there to redeem the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the offspring of Yahweh, back to himself. You see, I'm like him in a way, in many ways, I think, is he came back to restore what was lost in the garden through the devil and now his offspring. And as they remove his name and all these other things, I restore these things as he restores. As John the Baptist prepared the way for him to come that time, I am one of the people that is preparing the way for the Father to come again this time. This is going to be much different than the last time. So it continues here. One could quote passages from the different parts of the Talmud and the Jewish Kabbalah, which are equally informative as these, which allow us to understand to the extent and importance of the present religion of the Jews and danger which it signifies for Christianity and the rest of mankind. The deeper one penetrates into this material, all the clearer one will recognize the abyss that has opened between the original and true religion, which was revealed by God to the Hebrews through Abraham, Moses, and the prophets, and the false religion which these Jews who crucified our Lord Jesus Christ, I don't use the word, but they used it there, who crucified Jesus Christ, have worked out as well as their descendants on the grounds of the consciously false interpretation of the Holy Bible. Above all, with the appearance of the Talmud of Jerusalem and Babylon and of the latter completion of the Kabbalistic books, Sefer HaZohar and the Sefer Yetzirah, holy books, which aren't holy at all, which are the foundation for the religion of modern Jews. See, they're trying to tell you that the Zohar and Kabbalistic books like this, the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud, are holy books. They're not holy books. They're unholy books. Now, understand, when I say I take the Lord out of Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean I'm taking his divinity away. I believe fully that he is Yahweh the Father in the flesh, the Word of God, no question in my mind that he is God in the flesh. I suppose you could call him Lord because that means owner and he owns us. But I stay away from that word, you know why. Just want to make that clear. If an abyss exists between the religion of Abraham and Moses and of modern Jewry, you see, this is on the Catholics actually believe that the Jews are the Hebrews, but they're not. And they have nothing to do with Moses or Abraham or anything. Oh, yes, back in the time, Esau was a white man, born out of the same womb that Jacob was, who, of course, is the progeny of Abraham. But Esau was a race mixer. He had nothing to do with the father wanted, nothing to do with the father. He lived by the sword and died by the sword. And he went and race mixed with the Edomites, who are the Jews, the modern Jewry. And he was absorbed. He was no longer a white man. He was, you know, many of these Jews look white to people, but they're not white. And they're using these images of these so-called Jews that they've trained you to think are white since you were born. And they're pretending they're white men, like Jeffrey Epstein. The world might look at Jeffrey Epstein and say, see, this is a white man that's this evil and doing all this evil. No, that's a Jew. So, he says, again, I'll read this. If an abyss exists between the religion of Abraham and Moses and of modern Jewry, then the same is unfathomable between Christianity and modern Jewry. One could say of the latter, which is modern Jewry, that it is in contrast and the denial of even the Christian religion, against which it desires hatred and urges its destruction in the holy books and in its secret rites. As I said, excuse me, those are not holy books. The Jews have no holy books. As a matter of fact, they're exactly the opposite of holy. They're unholy, satanic, pagan books. Antichrist. Anti-Christian. So it continues, the century-long struggle of, he says, the Holy Church, this is the Catholic, just say Christianity, against the Jewish religion and its rights and not, as is falsely said, the religious intolerance of Catholicism as the cause, but the enormous infamy of the Jewish religion, which is not a religion at all, as I've told you. You see, they don't even understand this basic thing. They don't know what the Talmud, you know, these Catholics, they have the resources to read this Talmud to find out it's not a religion. They know because they themselves are a criminal cartel, worldwide criminal cartel. The Catholic religion, the Roman Catholic religion, the Babylonian Catholic religion, is also part of Jewry's Babylon, Mystery Babylon. They're all part of a worldwide cartel. It's not a religion. It's something that's in the guise of the religion for the advantages that you can take by claiming you're a religion. So it is a deadly threat for Christianity. This compelled the church, which at first was so tolerant, to adopt a positive attitude for the defense of the truth of Christianity and of the entire human race. Erroneous and deceitful is consequently the view of some clergy who call themselves Christians but work together with the Jews in a thoroughly suspicious way, asserting that it is not admissible to fight against Jewry, for the true Jews, the believing Jews, have a religion related and similar to Christianity. That's crapola. Crapola. To use a classless word. It continues. What the Jews strive for in reality, when they put forth Catholics this thesis of unlawfulness for struggle against the criminal Jewish sect, is the obtaining of a new permit for freebooting, which allows them, without exposing themselves to direct counterattacks, to continue in their Freemasonic or communist revolutionary movements until they are successful in the destruction of Christianity and the enslavement of mankind. Now, this is exactly what Pike talks about at the end. At the end of World War III, which is a social cataclysm between, they said that, Pike said they would release the nihilist and the atheist, which is exactly what's happened, and that there would be a war between the Christians and Muslims, which they're doing right now. Right? They've brought all the Muslims to our shore, to our countries to create a social cataclysm. And at the end of this, Pike says that the Christians will be without compass. So they'll be looking for a new religion, so to speak. In other words, it will be the end of Christianity. That's the purpose of this third world war. Why didn't they go four? Because they wanted to do it in three, that's why. So the Jews and their accomplices within Christianity wished to secure in a comfortable manner the victory of the Jewish hunger for power. For if the Christians abandon attacking and conquering the head of the whole conspiracy by restricting themselves to only attacking the Freemasonic, anarchistic, communist, or any other branch, the head, which is free of attacks, i.e. Jewry, preserves its whole power, while its Freemasonic and communist tentacles devote themselves with all their branches in a merciless manner, as they have done previously, to attack upon the religious, political, and social institutions of Christianity over the whole world. What a sentence, what a mouthful right there. Let me interpret it for you. I told you that people like Eric John Phelps, who wrote The Vatican Assassins, who want you to think it's all the Catholics or Jesuits, or Bill Cooper, etc., who want you to think it was the Masons. You see, this is what I've already told you about this, and here this is confirming to you something. Just keep your mind open and please Neshab for a minute or two here. In other words, in this mystery Babylon, it's a mystery how the Masons, who are a satanic religion, or the satanic religion of Satan, you know, out there that the Jews started, or the bankers, or the Roman Catholic Church, Babylonian Catholic Church, or, you know, all these different, the New Age religions, Hinduism, etc., etc., all these things that are the tentacles of this beast, or as Hitler called it, a hydra. They want you to focus on the tentacles and leave the head alone. That's exactly what it was about. Bill Cooper was there to direct you away from Jewry. Ralph Epperson, the same kind of a thing. He brought out truthful books and this and that, but if you told him it's the Jews, Ralph, he, just like Cooper, went out of his mind. I've heard it myself. So there's people that are writing books, it's just the Jesuits, but we know the Jesuits were created by Jewry, right? Or it's the Babylonian Catholic Church. Well, we know that that's not a false church and that it's part of Mystery Babylon. That's the mystery. How can all these things which oppose each other and appear to oppose each other actually be the tentacles on the same beast? But they are. And so if I just cut off one of the arms of the octopus still lives. If I focus on some of its tentacles and just chip away at those tentacles and keep you focused on that, you'll never aim for the head of the beast. You see, it's like when you pick up one of these little geckos or one of these little lizards, their tail falls off and they drop on the ground and run away. This is what it's all about. So listen again right here to what this is saying, and this proves to you what these truth movements, these so-called truth movements like Bill Cooper, Alex Jones, etc., 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 are all, what the purpose is of them. I've told you this before, and here it is laid out to you from someone else. The Jews and their accomplices within Christianity wish to secure in a comfortable manner the victory of the Jewish hunger for power. For if the Christians abandon attacking and conquering the head of the whole conspiracy by restricting themselves only to attacking the Freemasonic, anarchistic, communist, or any other branch, the head, which is free of attacks, i.e. Jewry, preserves its whole power, while its Freemasonic and communist tentacles devote themselves to all their branches in a merciless manner. And they have done, as they have done previously, to the attack upon the religious, political, and social institutions of Christianity throughout the whole world. Isn't that interesting? I mean, really, isn't that interesting? See, they've created all these ideologies and they've led you down paths on what these ideologies have done, but it all leads to the Jew. So here it is. Let me give it to you. Like Ralph Epperson would have, the book was called The Hidden Hand, I believe it was called, right? Or a secret society within a secret society, one visible, one invisible. So you know that Freemasonry is evil, but they don't want you to know the Jew is behind it, the invisible behind it. So when you, if the world would go and attack all the Freemasons, the Jew just laughs because you're just killing your own people, even though they're your enemies. You're still killing enemies, which is good. But the Jew is free. When you, if you wanted to go take out the government of America, let's say, right? There's the state within the state, the government that creates the government. You've got the Jews in the central bank controlling the government. They're all paid off by the government. So you go and you attack all the government, which is the seen. You don't do anything to the unseen. You understand what this is really telling you? So if you went down and burned down the Catholic Church or something like that, whatever it is, whatever these people do, the seen is there to be the thing to attack. And the unseen is there for you to not even know about. It's, you're not supposed to know about a state within a state. And as these dual citizens in our country of Jews and pretend that that's okay, what it really means is it's a country within a country, a state within a state, a government within a government. So they're all united against America, but they put in the, that's the hidden, but in their, what they see, they appear to be members of our government who are fighting for the rights of all these people. Against whom? Against Yahweh. They hate Yahweh. They love Jehovah, though. Yes, they do. Because Jehovah is not Yahweh, and Jehovah is obviously a devil god, as we've found out. You think on that for a while, because that is very, very revealing. So chapter 2 will continue next week on page 107, and it's more on concerning the Jewish religion, which I told you is not a religion at all. I always give a good piece of advice at the end of the show, and that is, don't go down the wrong hole.
They bring disgrace. A man without a face. The sands of time, they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yet just do the best you can. Lines that they told erased. A man without a face. A man without a face. A man without a face. A man without a face.